Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Thank you.
Sidney Bechet and his Hot Six from 1951, bringing us That's a Plenty. That was written by Lou Pollack and Ray Gilbert. And in addition to Sidney Bechet, who else was in his Hot Six? Well, we hear from Sidney de Paris on trumpet and Don Kirkpatrick on trombone. Piano from Joe Sullivan and Pops Foster on bass. And we also heard Slick Jones on the drums. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And it's the first in a series of programs for the month of February. We'll be celebrating Black History Month. And celebrating, of course, the amazing and enormous contribution made to jazz and popular music by black musicians, singers, bands, and songwriters, too. This morning we're focusing on the smaller jazz group form, and we've got a great lineup for you today. As I said, we started off with Sidney Bechet, and we're going to go now to 1955 and to one of the great Canadian artists of the century, and that is Oscar Peterson, a brilliant pianist. We're going to hear him from with his trio from a performance recorded live at Zardy's. They'll bring us a number written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart called You Are Too Beautiful. And then we're going to go to 1946 and hear from trumpeter Buck Clayton. He's joined by his Big Eight group. And in addition to Buck on trumpet, we will hear Trummy Young and Dick Wells on trombone, George Johnson on alto sax, Billy Taylor on piano, Brick Fliegel on guitar, Alma Gibbon on bass, Jimmy Crawford on drums. They're going to be bringing us a number that was actually composed by one of the group's members, and that's Brick Fliegel. And the number is called My Good Man, Sam. And we'll hear now from Oscar Peterson, You Are Too Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And that was Buck Clayton and his Big Eight with My Good Man Sam from 1946, composed by guitarist Brick Fliegel, who was also playing on that number. And we started out with the Oscar Peterson Trio live at Zardy's in 1955. You Are Too Beautiful. And we're going to be right back.
Rock, hip-hop, country, dance, reggae, English, French, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're into, we've got it here on CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM, and it is February, and this means we are celebrating Black History Month with some wonderful musicians, singers, and composers. And talking of composers, we heard our previous song, My Good Man Sam, was composed by Brick Fliegel, who was also the guitarist on that number, and we're going to repeat the experience. This time in 1945, and the group is Sandy Williams and his Big Eight. The song is called After Hours on Dream Street. And again, it's written by Brick Fliegel, who is playing guitar on this one. He's joined by Sandy Williams on trombone, Joe Thomas on trumpet, Johnny Hodges, alto sax, Harry Carney, baritone sax, the piano from Jimmy Jones, Sid Weiss is on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums. And then we're going to go back another year to 1944, and we're going to hear from a group called the Keynoters. And I'm assuming this means that this was a recording made for the Keynote label, which was flourishing at the time. It wasn't a very long-lived independent label, but boy, did it produce some fantastic recordings. I think it went on the mid-1940s, roughly. This is 1944. And the keynoters consist of Jonah Jones and Charlie Shavers on trumpet. That's a nice double up, isn't it? Two for the price of one, and two fantastic trumpeters. Bud Johnson is providing us the tenor sax. We hear a wonderful piano from Johnny Guarnieri, Milt Hinton on bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Now, the song they're playing for us this morning was written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams, and it's called I Found a New Baby. And we'll start with Sandy Williams and his Big Eight, After Hours on Dream Street.
Thank you.
And that was a lively performance from Charlie Shavers and Jonah Jones, along with the other keynoters on I Find a New Baby, 1944. And that was written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. Before that, we heard Sandy Williams, fine trombonist, with his Big Eight group, including composer Brick Friegel and also guitarist Brick Friegel. And they brought us After Hours on Dream Street. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This is Black History Month, and we're celebrating black musicians in the form of small jazz groups. We've got a lovely lineup for you today. We've heard not quite half of it so far, and it's featuring black musicians. I believe we'll have one or two singers today. And I was just checking my list here, and I noticed that our black composers are very well represented as well, because I've just heard two compositions from Brick Friegel. And he also was a musician in the groups. And we've got four more of our recordings include performers who are also composers. Our next number is from 1953, one of a wonderful collection that trumpeter Roy Eldridge made for the Verve label. And he's joined on this one, and we'll hear from him again. We've already heard from him this morning, by Oscar Peterson and his trio. The number is written by Ina Aaron Swan, and it's called When Your Lover Has Gone. Then we're going to go back to 1937, to one of the many, many recordings that Teddy Wilson, the great swing pianist, made for the Brunswick label. And it is a composition by Teddy that we'll hear called The Big Apple. And Teddy is joined on this one by the trumpet of Harry James. And they both came from the Benny Goodman organization. Archie Rosati is giving us the clarinet, Vito Musso on tenor sax, guitar from Alan Royce, John Simmons on bass, and always welcome, Cozy Cole on drums. And we will have some lyrics on this one from Francis Hunt. And that's Teddy and the Big Apple. And we'll hear now from Roy Eldridge and When Your Lover Has Gone. Thank you.
apple, big apple. Leader man, it's up to you. Call the steps we ought to do. Shall we truck or Susie Q? Or swing it high? Big apple, big apple. Leader man, call out some more. While we circle round the floor, shall we do just like before? Or reverse it? Praise Allah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Praise Allah. Wiggle and dance. Do that stomp with lots of pomp and sweet romance. Big apple, big apple. Leader man, we've heard them brag about the step they call the shag, but this dance is in the bag. Big
Hi, this is Randy McElligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
La capsule suivante du mois de l'Histoire des Noirs vous est présentée par CHUO 89,1 FM, votre radio communautaire.
Moi, c'est Kenzie Service et j'étudie en administration publique et c'est ça, oui, une étudiante à l'Université d'Ottawa. On met en lumière tous les accomplissements des personnes renommées au courant de l'histoire. Donc, à l'Université d'Ottawa, on prend l'opportunité de mettre en lumière tous ces accomplissements-là en faisant des activités, en invitant une série d'étudiants pour qu'ils puissent effectivement prendre part à ça et de reconnaître et savoir, mais d'être au courant des différents accomplissements de ces acteurs-là au courant de l'histoire. Et c'est ça que j'en sais. Wow. Le mois de l'Histoire des Noirs, c'est ça.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we are celebrating Black History Month. This is the very first of four shows for the month, and we're hearing from small jazz groups. This morning we just heard from Roy Eldridge with the Oscar Peterson Trio, When Your Lover Has Gone, from 1953. And then we heard from Teddy Wilson and Friends from 1937 with Big Apple. Well, we're going to move now to 1944 and 1943, and some, I guess, boogie is the best way to describe it. Our first song is going to be brought to us by a group led by pianist Albert Ammons, or Ammons. And they were famous for their boogie style. This is for the Commodore label, 1944. And actually, Albert Ammons wrote this song himself, and it's called The Breaks. Albert's on piano. We'll hear a trumpet of Hot Lips Page. Very fine tenor sax player, Don Bias. Vic Dickinson, always there, always reliable on trombone. Israel Crosby is playing the bass, and we'll hear Big Sid Catlett on drums. Then we're going to go back to 1943 to a group led by clarinetist Edmund Hall. Now, Edmund, of course, was one of the great clarinetist of his time. He came from a clarinet-playing family. I think his father and most of his brothers also were proficient on the instrument. Edmund is joined on this one by pianist Eddie Haywood. Now, you wouldn't think that either of those two, who are very noted for their smooth style, would be doing boogie, but that's precisely what they're going to bring to us this morning. They wrote the song called Downtown Cafe Boogie. And we'll hear them. Edmund on clarinet and Eddie on piano. Emmett Berry is bringing us the trumpet, and we're going to hear once again from Vic Dickinson on trombone and Big Sid Catlett on drums, and Billy Taylor will be on bass on this one, and that's 1943. So let's get going with Albert Ammons and The Breaks from 1944.
Thank you. I'm Tom Bruce, and you're invited to a one-hour musical journey of discovery and appreciation on Words and Music, every Wednesday at 6 p.m., repeated Saturday at 7 a.m., and on demand, coming to you from CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've been celebrating jazz from days gone by, part of our month-long feature on Black History Month. We've been hearing from some wonderful jazz artists in the small group format this morning. And I think we've had a singer or two. Well, one anyway. We're going to have another one just coming up in a moment. And also some composers. A lot of the artists today are also instrumental in providing the music that was played by the groups. We just heard Edmund Hall and Friends, including Eddie Haywood on piano. They wrote Downtown Cafe Boogie, which they recorded in 1943. And I have to say that Emmett Berry never fails to please. What a wonderful trumpet on that one. And Albert Ammons and his Rhythm Kings brought us Albert's own composition, The Breaks, from 1944. And that also was written, by Albert. And he was joined by Hot Lips Page and Don Byas, trumpet and tenor sax, respectively. Well, our next performer was a one-off. He was one of the great entertainers of the 1930s and a wonderful pianist. Famous for the stride style, but he could also play sweet as well. And his delivery of lyrics was unique. And that is, of course, Fats Waller. We're going to hear him from 1935, and I think this may also be his own composition. I'm not that familiar with the song, but that is what the credits that I was able to obtain said. The song's called Just As Long As the World Goes Round and Round. So there we are, Fats Waller, piano, words, and music. And then we are going to go to 1945 to alto sax player Willie Smith. What a lovely smooth tone he had. Played with a number of big bands and also had a number of appearances with small groups for the various independent labels. This one from 1945 is for the Keynote label. He's joined by Bill May on trumpet, Murray McEachran on trombone, Arnold Ross on piano, Les Paul guitar, Ed Michalik on bass, and Nick Fatul on drums. It's a Harry Warren, Al Dubin composition, September in the Rain. And we've got that to look forward to in a few months' time, eh? We'll start with Fats Waller from 1935.
Come true just as long as the world goes round and round, and I go around with you. pretty fiddle playing the strings of my heart. There'd be no song worth singing if we should ever part. But life would be the sweetest melody, a song of a love that is true.
September in the Rain from Willie Smith and Friends. And we're almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, celebrating Black History Month, the first in a series of four programs. And do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining you in just a moment. And it's got some wonderful jazz for you this morning. We have one more song, and we'll get to that. just a second. Do please join me again next week, and thanks so much for joining me this week. We're going to hear from Rex Stewart and his Big Seven from 1940 with Jimmy McHugh's tune, Digga Digga Doo.